This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The Republicans gathering this week in New York City do not agree on all the issues. They do agree on their presidential choice, and they will downplay their differences in order to improve the president's chances of re-election. Some of the party's strongest conservatives disagree with the party platform, which favors amnesty for illegal immigrants and limited stem cell research, among many other things. But the convention will keep to a few carefully chosen themes. Here's NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
The GOP convention is being held in New York, near Ground Zero, just days before the nation marks 3 years since the 9/11 attacks. Like all conventions, the Republican get-together this week will be highly choreographed. Where the Democrats' goal was to introduce Senator John Kerry and his biography to the nation, the Republicans want to reassure voters that President Bush is a steady leader in difficult times, a known quantity.
I don't want the convention to be the story. I want the president and the president's message to have been the story.
Bill Harris is CEO of this week's event. The veteran of 9 GOP conventions says this year's meeting is designed to be less theatrical than most recent conventions.
We are a nation which has some very divided opinions on how we'd face challenges in the world and those that support us. And I think also that people who are not necessarily on board to support the president are anxious to hear about how this man proposes to lead us into the next 4 years. This is a production, but we believe that in this case, the medium is not the message this time, but in fact, our message is our message.
And that message, according to Mark Rasko, chairman of the Bush-Cheney reelection campaign, will be this.
The intuitions and the agenda of the president. And from a large perspective, what we will be focused upon is the notion of fulfilling America's promise by building a safer world in a more hopeful America.
They're trying to meld three different themes together into a very reassuring notion that you're okay with George Bush, you'll be okay if he stays in power.
Kathleen Hall Jamison is director of the Annenberg Center for Public Policy at the University of Pennsylvania.
Safer world is terrorism, a Bush strength in all of the polls, and in a time in which you're at war, it wraps the war into a context of making us safer, more hopeful. The Republican argument against Kerry has been that he's pessimistic. He's just focusing on everything that's wrong and that a lot of things are going right and that those things should be credited to George W. Bush.
So, in a sense, Democrats told voters, we know you trust us to improve your schools and provide more jobs, but you can also trust us to lead the war on terrorism. Republicans are saying, we know you trust us to keep the nation safe, but you can also rely on us to be in touch with your family's everyday concerns, like good jobs and quality schools. Matthew Dowd is chief strategist for the Bush-Cheney reelection campaign.
Over the 4 days that we're in New York, you'll see that people that are well-respected around the country, and whether it's Rudy Giuliani or John McCain or Arnold Schwarzenegger or the First Lady or Zell Miller or Senator Santorum or the Vice President, you'll see people standing together and describing why George Bush is a good man and has been a good president and what are the things he'll do necessary to make the country move forward.
The most conservative Republicans won't be given featured speaking slots. Those slots are reserved for moderates in the party, many of whom are supportive of gun control, gay rights, and diversity. That's an important part of the message, says analyst Kathleen Hall Jamison.
A critical swing vote in elections is the moderate Republican woman. And the moderate Republican woman is listening for a message of inclusivity. She tends to be pro-choice, but she also is an individual who can, for example, swing the state of Pennsylvania because she's a big voter in the main line. The moderate Republican woman doesn't like campaigning that's dirty, doesn't like campaigning that's personal, and tends to punish those who go too far over the line.
The main message this week, of course, comes Thursday night when President Bush speaks. That speech marks the end of the Republican convention. But for campaign strategist Matthew Dowd, not the end of the message. He says the campaign will be looking for any increase or bounce in the president's poll standings versus the Democratic nominee John Kerry. He'll also be looking for any change in the president's personal approval rating.
I don't think you're going to see a tremendous bounce out of the convention. This race is very tight, and there was no real bounce out of the Democratic convention. And normally incumbents get even less than the challengers do.
This Republican convention comes later than any other in American political history. Only 60 days remain until the election, leaving the candidates in a full-out sprint. Juan Williams, NPR News.